Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2025 Subaru Outback features symmetrical all-wheel drive plus standard safety features like EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from The Crystal Image, hosting an open house event celebrating 21 years in business, now at a new location at 11th and Kentucky in Lawrence, Thursday, September 18th, 4 to 6 p.m. The Cincinnati Pops and conductor Eric Kunzel getting things started in our noon hour with Howard Hanson and the Maypole Dances from his suite Marymount here on Kansas Public Radio, a fun way to start our afternoon of classical music this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. And coming up, we're looking forward to Mendelssohn and his first cello sonata, Misha Maisky and Sergio Daniel D'Impo. They've got quite a performance in just a little while, and then a bit later, something that I'm sure we haven't heard in quite a while, variations for piano and orchestra based on an ancient Syrian theme. Some music from one Marek Yandali. That's all a part of things as classical music unfolds. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic and conductor Sir Charles Groves up next to keep things moving along. We're at about the end of another wonderful summer, and we'll take a brief look back with the Summer Tone Poem by composer Frank Bridge next on KPR. The Summer Tone Poem by composer Frank Bridge, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Sir Charles Groves on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:24. In the second half of the hour coming up, we have variations for piano and orchestra based on an ancient Syrian theme from composer Marek Yandali. That's still to come, along with a whole afternoon of music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Rahm Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, on Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc. We have a slight chance of showers for this afternoon. Expecting high temperatures around 89. It's 84 here at the KU campus. A 10% chance of showers later this evening, lows in the mid-60s. And a better chance of showers and thunderstorms for Wednesday. Next, we have a little chamber music for you, put together by Felix Mendelssohn. Felix Mendelssohn had many siblings. One of them was a brother named Paul who had chosen the banking vocation and was also a skilled and amateur cellist. In 1837, he wrote to Felix Mendelssohn complaining that he had a little bit too much free time, so Mendelssohn got to work on the following sonata for cello to keep his brother busy. Cello Sonata No. 1 in B-flat major is played here by cellist Misha Maisky and pianist Sergio Daniel D'Impo on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed in 1837 by Felix Mendelssohn, originally something that he wrote for his brother Paul, who was a very skilled amateur cellist. Cello Sonata No. 1 in B-flat major, played by Misha Maisky, along with pianist Sergio Daniel D'Impo, on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now 12:50, 10 minutes until NPR News, the top of the hour. We've got classical music till 3 p.m. Support for classical music comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. NPR.com. With our time left, we've got something for you from composer and pianist Malek Yandali, who was a German-born composer, Syrian by background, and a wonderful modern pianist and the founder of the nonprofit organization Pianos for Peace, which aims to build peace through music and education. We'll listen to a few of his variations for piano and orchestra written back in 2015, but based on an ancient Syrian theme. Yandali is pianist with the Russian Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Music composed fairly recently, back in 2015, by Marek Yandali, who was pianist in that recording with the Russian Philharmonic with variations for piano and orchestra based on an ancient Syrian theme here on KPR. Stay tuned next for NPR News, followed by more classical music on KPR.
Author Angela Floor News.
And you can join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
180. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, with the new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have violinist Takako Nishizaki and the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony under conductor Kenneth Jean, and a tune from Chinese composer Mao Yin called Joy of Spring here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with some more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. Some Swedish works in this hour, such as the Second Symphony of composer Dag Wirén a little bit later, and also a visit from the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. David Crittenden, a member of that ensemble, brings us A Scottish Fantasy, all just ahead. Right now, the Swedish Chamber Orchestra and conductor Petter Sundqvist, they've got something for you from Lars Erik Larsson. Here's a beautiful Lyric Fantasy on Kansas Public Radio. The Lyric Suite from Swedish composer Lars Erik Larsson. Swedish Chamber Orchestra gave us that performance. Conductor Petter Sundqvist here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:17. Still to come, some more Swedish music in just about 10 minutes' time, when the Norrköping Symphony has Symphony No. 2 by the composer Dag Wirén for us here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Next, we've got something a little bit different and quite fun for you. A visit from the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. One member of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet is guitarist and composer David Crittenden. And what we'll hear is something that he created for the group back in 1996. A blending and interlayering of a few different Scottish folk tunes that creates his Scottish Fantasy. You'll hear it now on Kansas Public Radio. Well, being created back in 1996, a blending of four different Scottish folk songs to create the Scottish Fantasy of David Crittenden, a guitarist and member of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, who had the performance in that recording here on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you enjoyed that one. There's much more still to come. Between now and 3 p.m., we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're happy you could be here on a Tuesday afternoon. KPR continues to expand its news coverage, and that's because of support from more than 5,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and yours does as well. Take a minute and go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, to make a donation today. Thank you to all of you for all that you do to support Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org. Time now for a recording of the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra and more Swedish music as we bring in a symphony by the composer Dag Wirén. A composer born in Stockholm in 1905 to a family of modest means, but followed a path in music that took him to the Stockholm Conservatory and later to Paris, where he became a colleague of Igor Stravinsky. We'll listen to Dag Wirén's Symphony No. 2 on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 2 of Swedish composer Dag Wirén, and a performance by the Norrköping Symphony Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 2 p.m., and about ready for NPR News, after which we'll get into another hour of classical music, one more for the afternoon, which will bring us Mozart and one of the string quintets, plus music by Prokofiev, Joachim Serra, and a good deal more still to come here on the Tuesday afternoon.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, every weekday.
Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Best ownership in order to satisfy Washington's national security concerns. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. They call that one Romantica, a romance by Spanish composer Joaquin Serra. Beginning this 2 p.m. hour was the El Valle Symphony Orchestra, led by Salvador Brotons, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. And between now and 3 p.m., a bit more classical music for Tuesday afternoon. We haven't heard any Mozart yet today, but that's going to change soon. The Melos Quartet of Stuttgart is going to bring us String Quintet No. 2, followed a bit later by the Northern Symphonia of England with an English Suite, some beautiful string music by one Paul Lewis, all just ahead. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org. What we have for you now is music by Sergei Prokofiev. Early music, in fact, something believed to have first been created in his teen years. The very first of his early works that he was able to assign an opus number, and therefore this piece represents the earliest surviving symphonic music written by Prokofiev. It is his opus 6, a symphonic poem known as Dreams, perhaps so named because of the music's ethereal and cathartic nature. Neeme Järvi here with the Scottish National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev's earliest orchestral work is Opus 6, a symphonic poem called Dreams, as played by the Scottish National Orchestra under conductor Neeme Järvi. The time is 2:21. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. In the second half of the hour, there'll be the Northern Symphonia of England with an English suite, music for strings by one Paul Lewis, still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Te Deum Chamber Choir, presenting Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil in English translation, honoring the work's spiritual and musical legacy. September 27th and 28th. Tickets and venues at te-deum.org. And the Lead Center presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other. Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Next, we're joined by the Melosh Quartet of Stuttgart. Time for some Mozart. We've got chamber music that he wrote in 1787, one of the string quintets. Unlike Mozart's other string quintets, this one wasn't originally written for strings, but rather is a special arrangement of his 12th Wind Serenade. But like all of the other string quintets, this one is a so-called viola quartet, as in a standard string quartet with a little room made for one extra viola. In this case, that viola played by Franz Baer with the Melosh Quartet of Stuttgart, string quintet number 2 in C minor, on Kansas Public Radio. That was Mozart, the Melosh Quartet of Stuttgart, along with Franz Baer, violist, in the 1787 string quintet number 2 in C minor, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:47, a little over 10 minutes until 3 p.m., and all things considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, of course, Destiny joins you for more classical music. Tonight, steak or fish, aces or queens, enjoy your meat or fish dinner while playing a card game from 7 to 9. You'll hear the Trout Quintet, the Mignon Overture, and the Queen of Spades Overture of Suppé. That and much more is coming up tonight. Classical music continues with Destiny from 7 to 9 p.m. on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive tomorrow through Sunday. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org. Tonight in northeast and east central Kansas looks like a slight chance of showers, lows in the mid-60s. There's a 40% chance of showers for tomorrow, a high of 87. 50% chance of rain for Wednesday night. We've got time for one more performance, and it's given by the Northern Symphonia of England, led by David Lloyd Jones, and the music by English composer Paul Lewis. They call this his English Suite on KPR. David Lloyd Jones conducting the Northern Symphonia of England with an English suite from composer Paul Lewis here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now about 3 p.m. and time for All Things Considered from NPR News, followed by more classical music this evening from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music here on a Tuesday afternoon, and we'll see you again noon tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. It's 3 o'clock.